This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
I'm putting all the pieces together now. I just figured out what my pigskin punishment's going to be when you tell me here in a little bit.
Oh.
You're going to make me do snakey okey, aren't you?
What in the world?
Well, you were friends with that snake. I mean, that snake wound up in your pocket.
That's right.
Took your pants off.
Well, it was a girl snake, I'd like to point out.
She was purring with you and hissing at me.
That's right. She had a hiss fit.
Yes, she did.
Snakey okey. That's where it starts to... constrictor on your neck as you sing.
Yeah. That's not what it is.
Snakey okey. That's not it?
No, it's probably too cold to bring a snake out to the world tomorrow morning.
It's also too cold out in here, but I'm wearing... So, like, I'm wearing my jacket right now because it's very cold in here, but listen how loud my jacket is.
Oh, it is a loud coat.
It's very... So, if I move around, it's... So, I'm doing this for the... quality sound of the show. I'm taking my jacket off.
Yeah, my jacket that I wore today is my rain one, so it's kind of loud, so I have to sit here and shiver instead.
Yeah.
Because we work with Fat Boy, who's for some reason wearing a collared shirt, so he's going to have it 58 degrees in here all morning.
Untouched.
Oh, okay.
That's a nice little jacket. You got the Gore-Tex jacket, Costanza.
Gore-Tex.
It has nothing to do with beer flow in Anderson.
We ain't talking about Jason from Anderson.
Right.
Aw.
Tomorrow the 28-hour Rise Guys show begins. 28 hours of us. This is great because you get to find out, like, new listeners. Like, I was talking to somebody. See, today is Wednesday, so Monday I was talking to somebody, and... I knew they were relatively a new listener to the show, but they're like, so is it like 28 hours of you guys, like, you know, like our regular show is 4 hours, so is it like 7 shows in a row? And I was like, hell no.
Oh, goodness.
It can't be that much. But it's us doing the radio show for 28 hours coming on. You know, there'll be some various segments. There'll be some... interviews, celebrity guests that'll be stopping by. It'll be a whole routine of Rise Guys going on in efforts to raise toys for tots for the kids.
Mm-hmm. 28 hours of us.
Yeah. It's going to be great. We'd love for you to support it. Come by and see us all 28 hours. We will be there. Stop by at any point if you can have some availability. And then here in a minute, we'll find out what my pigskin punishment's going to be. So maybe you can work your day around coming and seeing that live. You said it's going to be an embarrassing
thing. There's nothing wrong with coming by more than once in 28 hours. You can stop by 2 or 3 times if you want to. You
I'm coming
to
twice.
Every time. You should.
Yeah.
You should.
Thank you.
The Swamp Rabbits game tomorrow night. They're giving $2 from every ticket to Toys for Tots. If you want to get in on that, buy tickets, text PUCK, like hockey PUCK, to 72341, the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line.
Yeah. That's right.
Send you the link to buy your tickets.
I need to give away my tickets because I have tickets to tomorrow night's game.
I'll take them.
Yeah, I have some as well. We have between us 8 tickets to tomorrow night's game.
Paige, I'll give you the tickets you can give away on your show.
Okay.
Call in and sweet talk Paige and win the tickets.
Hey, baby. Get them tickets.
Hey, Paige, can I hear something today? What do you want to hear? Anything you want to play,
what
sweet
you
baby.
Play
baby.
Sweet lady.
As long as you introduce that sexy voice of yours.
Hey, Paige, how are you?
Bless.
You make me laugh.
Men don't know how to talk to women.
No, they
at
don't.
All.
They're clueless.
I used to think I was the only one, but nah. I think I'm better than most.
Well, you got to think, like...
No game.
I think that when people call Paige... We talked about this yesterday, how... Paige, I mean, essentially when she answers the phone, I think she has to prepare herself for, is this going to be a song request or somebody trying to have phone sex with me?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, like sometimes I'll be in here after the show just finishing up getting crap and all this stuff, and I'll hear just not like sexually aggressive, but just very like Paige could say, they could say, hey, this is Tony. I want to hear some Def Leppard. If Paige says, okay, if you come down here and have sex with me,
what's the address?
I mean, literally, would like snapping your fingers, and you could like you could get men to like leave their wives.
Yes.
You know, I've had a situation where Mark was called.
Mark Hendricks?
Because of a person who was calling me every day, and he actually called me, and you were in the room.
Yeah.
That day, and then his wife said that I was fooling around with her husband and called to complain.
What?
Yes, this is a true
story. I never knew this.
Yes, and the person was someone that called on the show all the time, but his wife wanted me fired for breaking up their marriage. But the day he called and was flirting with me, right, you were in the room.
Well, write down, though. I have an awful memory.
So you know this, like, she'll answer, and then
I
there's some.
I just want to see if she can spell his name.
They're surprised that, you know, she answers the phone. Like, I didn't expect you to be there today. Oh, what are you doing?
Well, who's that pretty lady answering the phone?
You doing your job?
Yeah.
It's like, but Paige, because, like, she when she does her show from 10 until 2, let me see.
Yeah, let me see.
I can't see.
My pen.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's why we ain't heard from him in a decade, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
I used to love when he called
us. Do you
remember
that day?
He was a great addition to the show.
He was hilarious. Go Vikings.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So because he called and flirted with you, I guess his wife caught wind of that.
No, because at this time, when I'm on the air, there were a lot of phone calls to the studio.
Yeah.
And she thought that I was messing around with him, but it was another woman, and he was with the other girl, and... talking about day.
From what I heard about him, I'm surprised it was a girl.
I'm a homewrecker, and I was just kind of, when I heard the message, because she was very irate at me.
I bet.
And, yeah. And saying that I'm a terrible person.
Paige and her big old hoo-hogs.
She's all over my man. I was like,
well, surprised like that guy. Everybody.
She's always talking about her bush hogs on there.
Well, you'd be mad, too.
If you knew when the conversation went down, that man was in the room, too.
I hear them. Usually, if I stay in here for a period of time after the show, I will hear a call that, I mean,
awkward
gosh,
as hell.
By today's standards, are very aggressive.
Uh-huh.
But awkward, uncomfortable, clumsy, weird,
yeah.
Weird, awkward.
Like, has a guy ever called in, Paige? And I'm not trying to set you up for anything here, but has a guy ever called in where something about his voice or maybe how nice he was, it maybe like... Not that you wrote down his phone number off the caller ID, but did you ever maybe flirt back? Because
yes.
You, really?
Yes. Cause
is that how you met Vince from Sparkle City?
No. I met my husband before because he...
Holy
he
Christ.
He did EMS, and I've met him before, but I couldn't remember exactly who he was. And I knew him from friends, and there was someone who...
No. He was Ross on there. A lot of people don't know that.
Someone who used to work here... knew the family and somehow, anyhow. But he would call all the time. And Chris had such a good, deep voice. That
Your
I really,
late husband, the great Chris Laskowski.
But I really liked him. And then every time he called, I was just like, I can't remember what he looked like, but I like you, you know?
I totally forgot that that's how you met your husband.
Hey, baby, let me see them boo hogs.
Just the deep voice, like, I got this, you know? I can take care of you.
So let me ask you this. Now, I am putting you on the spot with this. Because that's how you met Chris, your late husband, who went to be with Jesus. Uh-huh. He went to save fires in heaven. There should be no fires in heaven.
No.
He should be able to relax now.
Yeah, he did his deed.
Kiss, though, did a song called Heaven's on Fire. So if it is, Chris Hope is not. There with all the other first responders
him and
to
Prince.
Help out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, because that's how you met Chris, your husband.
Yes.
Do you now maybe put up more of a wall?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Because you're like, there's nobody going to replace my Chris.
No, well, he had game, too. What he did is he didn't just bug me. He left his ID at the front desk, his fireman's ID.
What a move that was.
I know.
That was great. Uh-huh. You know he had a pocket full of those ID cards.
Oh, yeah.
No, I left them in every...
I got a pocket full of my fireman ID cards.
I have
cards.
One that says I'm an EMT driver.
And I had to call him and say, I got to get this back to you because I thought it was
I
really...
I can't drive anything.
I know. I thought it was really important. And he goes, do you remember me now? And I go, I think I do, yeah.
You're the weirdo who left his ID card.
It's no, so we did go out, and then, you know, we had a great time, and the rest is history. But
you're not into some dude who just calls up here, hey, baby, what you doing today?
No.
You sound like he's drunk at 10:30 in the morning.
Okay, so let's help out those kind of guys, because, I mean, I hear it from time to time, and I know it exists. That never works, does it? A guy, if he ever, like, catcalls or, you know, if he calls into a radio station, says, hey, Miss Babe. Hey, but yeah, I hear him. Hey, babe. I mean, they sound like John Boy when he's sober. Hey, babe.
You would go out drinking.
But you can't tell by a voice, really. I don't know what it was about Chris's voice. You don't know.
Any woman that you get anywhere with going, hey, baby, or hey, girl. Woman that you get anywhere with, if you say that, I don't want to do with either one of y'all.
Like, if you're, I said this yesterday, if you're a construction worker and you see a girl in a short skirt or whatever walk by and you whistle at her or, oh, hey, baby, and if she turns around and comes over to you, run.
Yes.
She's going to charge you or give you something.
Yeah.
You don't want.
Yeah.
Or starts with a G.
Maybe she's looking for something.
Good time.
Ends with a Rhea.
No. Good time, Maria.
Hey, good time, Maria.
No.
Good time, Maria. Brooks and Dunn did that one.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, Paige says, don't call me a girl. It's, I mean, you have a basic amount of respect for yourself in that case.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I am
a
woman.
I'm
a lady.
I've never been a nice girl. I'm a kind woman.
But then, now here's the other part of that, and this is something we talked about on the air. You had to, not that you blocked your Facebook page, but you do have a personal one?
Yes, I do.
And then you have a fan page.
I do.
The personal one's just for real people know in real life and all that.
And it's not just, it's just I don't deal with the nonsense. And
you had to do that because a lot of guys were being very aggressive
and sending pictures, and which I forward to Fat Boy, but then I got really tired of it. And then I got
He's like, I already got this one.
Then if
it's like ball cards.
But with men, there's like a crazy line.
Hey, it is.
It's awful. There's a crazy line. Like if someone says, hey, I listen to the show, I like you all the time, and you're like, thank you so much. I'm very grateful. I love the people that are interactive.
Yeah.
But when they start getting weird and give me your personal phone number and all that stuff, and you're like, whoa, we're not at that point. You know?
Give them the FOF line number.
No, but you know, if you're nice to someone, they think that if you're just responsive and having a conversation on a normal level, they think that you like them, and it's not that case. So you have to be careful if you respond to people.
Yeah. So if a guy out there really did have a crush on you or whatever, calling in, flirting isn't going to get him anything. Not anything,
songs,
but
their
songs, sure. But like, I mean, here's what I'm thinking. Okay, you're like a lady right now out on a boat and you've got all the lures, you've got all the latest fishing rods, mm-hmm. you have a cooler full of beer, but you won't pick up the fishing rod.
Yeah.
It's all waiting. And you want to fish.
Pick up the rod. Really bad.
You got everything you need. You went to Cabela's?
Yes.
Camila Cabela's? You went there. You got all the stuff. You're wearing your outfit. You're ready to go.
Got your chest waders
on. But you won't pick up the fishing rod. Is there anything I can do to help you fish?
You know, I fish, but let me just put it to you this way. I'm not hamburger. I'm steak. I want quality.
Hamburger steak.
Hamburger steak.
I
love hamburgers.
I have value for myself. I just don't want to go out with and be with someone that I don't care for.
So ugly guy.
That's obvious, right?
But it's not looks. It's getting along with them, having a conversation. Someone that makes you laugh. Someone that you want to spend your time with.
So you date a funny gremlin?
I would say, it's
he's married.
Dating or relationships. What are you looking for? Because you can't just date a little bit without someone thinking you're their girlfriend.
And when you say you don't want to be with somebody you don't care for, it means just because they want you doesn't mean you're automatically going to want them back.
Right.
Know who you're going to
be the
care
only kind
for.
Of girls I can run into.
You don't tell me about it.
You don't know who you're gonna
care for until you meet them and actually care for them.
Right.
Then you know.
And you have to be friends first and have some kind of rapport going on, and that's the problem.
See, I feel bad for you because you have the right mentality where you want to build a relationship instead of just start dating right off the bat, which is 100% the way to do is to build a relationship the old-fashioned way, I guess, but nobody does that crap anymore. And if you try to do that, you're just like, oh man, they run away screaming.
They do. Or are they just like, well, you won't sleep with me, so I'm done. Like, of course I won't sleep with
Do
you.
Do people really, the guy, you
yes,
say that, but the guys
say
really say that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yes.
You guys are really screwing it up for the rest of us.
Yeah. And I just say, look, I'm not going to do that because, you know, out of respect for myself and my husband, I'm just not going to hop into bed with
your husband. Wants you to be happy, though.
He does want
you
me to be happy.
You have to realize
but
that.
But I don't need to fill my time with people that are soulless.
As a man, Matt.
That's true.
Let me ask you
a
this.
Matt man.
As a Matt man, Matt.
Yes.
Don't you feel like from your buddies who are guys, your friends who are dudes, that if you're going out with some girl, some woman, some lady, whatever the case may be, hopefully a woman or a lady.
Yes.
But you don't.
If they, whatever they want to date.
You don't get naked with them within the first couple of dates. It's like your buddies start telling you you're wasting your time or you're in the friend zone or something. It's like, but no, all you're doing is actually building that relationship the way you should.
Right. But you get, if you're looking for a relationship.
Yeah,
that's
if you're looking
the thing
for a hookup,
is,
don't go to Paige.
No,
but I mean, like...
Mouth and South.
But I'll tell you this, just to be honest, there have been situations in my way, way past where it was looked at to me as this was just a hookup, and I probably ended up dating her about 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
It was real good.
Yeah.
Our relationship was.
But I think if you want it real good, you've got to gain the trust and respect.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just, it's mechanical, and, you know, you can get that anywhere.
Well, you know what? I respect you. I don't trust you, though. I don't trust any of you, because when we come back, you're going to announce my pigskin punishment tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
And I already know that it's going to be something of great embarrassment.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to be pain. You're taking it easy on me, because you're going to have epilepsy. But other than that, it's going to be some embarrassing. So you will tell not only me, but the whole world next.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, it's, you're kind of going to tell yourself.
Yeah.
To some extent.
I'm going to tell myself.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's in your hands.
Are we really doing Snakey Oaky?
Let me see.
No, oh, my God.
That, but,
my
I mean,
palms are sweating.
Well, it takes both hands.
It's up to you. I mean, you know.
It's up to me.
Yeah. It's going to be your decision here in a minute.
What the?
In a sense.
Man, you got me on that one. That's a good tease, Jim. That's a Marconi Award-winning 80-20.
Nomination, at least.
All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. We'll find out what Matt Mann's pigskin punishment will be. We'll live from the 28-hour show also. We'll tell you about that right
this now. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:33. Happy Wednesday. We hope that you will join us tomorrow and Friday, both even, as we kick off our 28-hour show for Toys for Tots. It's our 15th year doing it, and we'll be live from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. I was saying earlier, you can see on my social media, at O'Matthew, that I stopped on the side of the road yesterday to video the billboard at the well because it said, Paul McCartney, New Kids on the Block, and the Rise Guys.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know the one that says after because I saw that one coming through this morning.
Bojangles.
Yeah, and I'm like, I missed it.
Yeah, Bojangles on the end of it.
Yep.
You want to page Jimmy Jack Jackie? Is he going to get something to make this announcement? Or,
goodness.
There he is. There's Jimmy
Jack. The studio, line in the studio.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I was being robbed in the hallway.
We thought it was coming out sideways.
Well, yeah.
Was
you psychic?
That was one of the guesses.
Wow.
Talking about how, tomorrow 28-hour show presented by attorney Rob Ineria, who will be with us all 28 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Rob's always good. You have some kind of legal advice you need to ask anonymously. He's always good about, you know, come and pull you to the side. You know, that thing is like he's going to open up his jacket and sell you gold chains, but he's really just going to give you some free legal advice.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
He doesn't really have a bunch of fake Rolexes under his sport coat.
Yes. Jimmy.
Yeah, sir.
Here is the figurative baton.
Okay.
I'm handing it over to you.
All right, because tomorrow is Matt Mann's pigskin punishment. He lost picks going into the 28-hour show. So at the well, old Matthew takes center stage, spotlight shining bright for pigskin punishment.
Only the second time this year.
Yeah.
I had to have an acoustic guitar broken over my back for one of them. And people kind of scoff at that one, like, oh, yeah. Dude, that hurt.
You wind up in the hospital a month later. It must have hurt.
Oh! Yeah,
that's what caused it.
Add that end of the story. Matt Mann had to do pigskin punishment where he had a guitar broken over his back. 4 weeks later, he had 6 seizures and diagnosed with epilepsy in the hospital.
Yeah.
tie-in? Probably not, but it sounds interesting.
That this is the one I did not want to lose.
The 28-hour one. Oh. Because, and already, so Jimmy told me earlier, as a good friend would, he says, I'm going to tell you something. It's not painful. It's embarrassment. So that tells me that I have to wear something stupid because Fat Boy, I don't remember what you lost a bet or something. Last year, we made you dress as Bacon the whole
year. We dressed up on the show, and then you guys decided to gang up on me and saying it wasn't a good costume. Though when I saw it the day before, I thought it was hilarious. So you're like, you're going to wear the Bacon outfit for the whole 28 hours.
There was something else to it besides just that, maybe.
That's what it was.
Look, this year, I'll wear as many layers as you want me to. You want me to wear a Winnie the Pooh onesie from Walmart?
Please.
They're on sale now. Go buy one. I'll wear it. It's going to be gold.
It's going to be chilly.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
I saw they're on sale now, like those big heads, the animal heads at Walmart. It's like, don't try those on this late in the season. Mm-mm. Don't try them on this late in the season.
All the big animal onesies are on clearance right now if you want one.
That's
of those.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay. You said the heads.
Well, yeah. No, but the heads, they're on sale also, but people are trying them on still.
Yeah. It's like a cave in there.
I mean, if you want some footy pajamas, they're on clearance at the Mart.
All right. All right. And the other tidbit that you told me is that I will tell myself what the punishment's going to be. So did you take clips of me saying various words, and I'm actually going to say, you are going to be doing snakey-okey?
No. Your punishment is literally in your hands. Like, more than it usually would be.
Look what I'm doing. I'm cupping my breast right now because I'm cold.
No. Why is your punishment his junk?
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to give me, okay. I'm going to get a mastectomy, aren't I?
No. I can go. I mean, I have to run out for a minute. I have to go next door.
Uh-oh.
Production studio?
Yes.
All right.
No, I meant Lowe's.
Oh.
I have to go to Lowe's for a minute.
we'll make the announcement in an hour then.
No, I'll be right back. I'm going to step right outside.
All right.
Oh. Okay. Don't mess with anything, please. Don't worry. I have it finally tuned. I'm kidding. It's an old board. It barely works half the time.
He's doing the old comedy routine of stomping his feet as he walks out the door. All right.
Uh-oh.
Close my eyes.
Uh-oh.
I don't think it matters.
This is going to be exciting.
It's facing the other way.
What is that?
What is this?
What it is?
What do I have, Matt, man?
Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and say something. No, I'm not. I'm going to let you do your presentation, then I'll say something.
What did I just bring in? Somebody can say.
You brought in a wheel.
Circle of death.
It is a wheel. It is, in fact, a wheel.
But it's a wheel that, and my daddy always said, where there's a wheel, there's a way. So where's the way at? It's Monday when we weigh Fat Boy in. It's got it where you can erase. It's got the vis-a-vis on there where you can write and erase what the different sections of the wheel are.
Yeah, like a dry erase prize wheel. All right. Man, ain't a prize wheel this time.
It sounds so lethal.
Any guesses?
I have a guess, but again, I'm going to wait for your little presentation, and then I'm going to see if you're going to take questions from the press.
Spin the dry erase prize wheel.
The dry erase prize wheel.
I'm nervous for you, and I don't know why.
I have brought in the wheel of haircuts.
Oh, Lord.
You're in on it. Oh, wow. Boy.
Did he not know? You know.
I thought it was something.
He's bitten you up.
I'll tell you what I thought it might be.
All right. So that's what I assumed, because that's the last few things we've done the wheel for is the wheel of haircuts, because like the dare is the dare wall. So that's what I assumed, so I'll go ahead and say what I thought. We had a caveat on this.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say caveat. A caveat.
Caveat. Mm-hmm. Caveat. You gotta go to the
dentist.
There
is no beard. There's no beard touching. That was the thing that I laid out there, just like, you know.
The beard isn't on a single space on that wheel. It's on all of them.
It can't be. It can't. Dude.
It is.
I'm kidding.
I don't know what's
on there. It isn't on there. The beard is not on there. No beard.
I was messing with you. So I was spinning. Oh, no, look, it was the Wheel of Destiny in 2016.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's what the guy who made it wrote on the back of it.
Oh. Yeah.
I had it turned the other way so you couldn't see if there was beard on it or not, because I wanted to mess with you and tell you every space had beard on it.
It's actually the
wheel. Beautifully.
The Wheel of Poor Craftsmanship.
You know what? It's the only wheel we got, so don't
knock it. We got another wheel, but the little spindle on it broke off.
Uh-oh.
Need a new wheel, Rich.
The next contest we do for concert tickets is who can make the best game wheel.
Yes. Congratulations. You're going to see POD, Nonpoint, and Islander at the Firmament on the 13th of December.
All right.
Somebody stole that one from a bar on Bourbon Street.
Let's look at it. We've got Reverse Mohawk, completely bald. Skullet, which would be impossible with me, but we'd figure out something with
it. Something with it.
Zigzags around the head, so I guess that's various designs that would Wild be cut thing. Into my head.
Yeah. Like the Rick Vaughn, yes.
All right. I'm not going to read them all.
You ready to spin?
Thank you.
God.
You can go ahead and spin now, and then whatever it is, we'll do tomorrow morning.
Oh, so I'm spinning now?
I think so, right?
So I'll spin now, and then tomorrow morning is when the actual haircut will come in.
I think so.
Oh, man.
And people are going to know exactly what you have to do tomorrow.
One spin and one spin only. It has to go all the way around.
Yeah, all the way around at least once, but it's pretty loose.
Price is Right rules.
Wheel of Fortune rules, too, right?
Yeah, that one, too.
All right, it's way loose. We need to tighten it up some.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
God, it's on the cusp. It's on the cusp.
All right, you call it then.
You call it.
That space says eyebrows.
Oh, no.
What now?
God darn,
that's
dude.
What you're going with?
No, let's not do that.
Yeah, I don't
think. The holidays are coming up.
No, let's not. Come on. I know. No,
you're,
no.
Well, look, you're going to look very surprised on your Christmas pictures.
You have to get him, you know, Carrie Birch tattoo him on for you.
He will. P1 Chopper.
I'm not laughing at this, but this is the worst idea
ever. I'll go to Spirit of Halloween and get some of them mustaches that are on sale right now and put them on my eyebrow.
God,
no,
Timmy!
Let's not do this. Can I? No.
I'm glad you called that one. Did not want that heat.
All right.
Come
on. Fatboy's like he had nothing to do with it, just to not get any of the heat from it.
First of all, I know the routine.
That's not my handwriting.
Never one person. That's a great point. That's your damn handwriting.
Definitely not my handwriting.
Well, I didn't come up with it and say, here's this here.
But you do this so you don't, there's no blood on your hands. You think, so if I'm mad about losing my eyebrows, then I'll put all the heat on Jimmy next time he loses.
Well, he picked, but, you know, I'm not sitting there just coming up with them.
Listen, nobody else has griped about having to do this stuff. I'm not going to gripe about it right now. And, in fact, I look for the silver lining in this. There aren't any. But if there are any, maybe it's that people will come out tomorrow.
Well, there could be a silver eyeliner in this.
Got
it. No, you're going to look like movie too.
If I see a scene, I'm going to block Dan and Sandy from sending in parody songs already. I'm going to block them on email. God darn.
We're not picking football anymore this season, right? I hope we're not.
Yeah, I'm done.
This is I don't want to play anymore.
What is that take?
No. Let's talk about
that
for real.
What is the average grow time for a...
What if they don't grow back at all?
I knew a woman possible. That went to my church.
Happened. It's
a
happened.
Woman that went to my church, they slowly fell out and they never grew back. And she would draw them on, but she had shakes pretty bad. So one eyebrow would look fine, but the other side should look like the rock.
She should have prayed for eyebrows.
How
I guess.
Long?
I got you. I got the answer. About 56 days for a grown man.
No, we can't.
I'll be able to drive sooner than I will have eyebrows
that
almost.
That is not true.
We cannot do this.
Why not just say, hey, Matt, you can't drive for 6 months? That's my punishment.
I don't.
God.
No.
At least it's not just one.
Yeah, one,
that'd be worse.
One would be worse.
Well, you could do just one. I don't care. If you
go,
want to do
yeah,
one,
right.
One.
That would look fine. At least they would just say, oh, he's got some kind of half propitia going on.
Well, at least
it's
you
weird. The hair down why? Below his lips is huge,
why
but up top,
frowning?
He can't grow any.
I don't know. Take your pants off.
Oh, my
off.
Gosh.
Let's see.
No. This
just
is,
turn
no.
to one side.
No, 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 no. Let's not do this. This is a dumb, terrible idea.
Thank you,
it
Paige.
Needs to end right
see,
now.
See, well, Paige
let's
hates
stop.
It because she doesn't want to lose again if we're getting to this extreme.
I don't.
I think we found something Paige hates more than snakes.
I will handle this with grace, and I will handle this with...
You have pronounced eyebrows, too. You got a lot up there.
How do you pronounce them? I say eyebrows.
I'll give you this one this time.
Throwing touchdowns.
This has got to end.
It has to because we have to do headlines next. But,
I mean, no, let's...
No, it's fine.
No, no, no. We don't need to...
Who gets to shave them?
Oh, my gosh. Then we have to
come donate $500 worth of toys.
We have to look at you for the rest of the time.
I am not going to be
blind
whiny
love.
About this at all. We just need to go to break and come back. This sucks so bad.
Don't fall down.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3. The planet just rocks.
You know, Paige, if we could hold off on headlines for a minute, because Nine just received a very shocking Snapchat.
Yes, it did. From P1 D-Bone.
Because it was just revealed after I myself spun the wheel of haircuts that my pigskin punishment, having lost pigskin picks this week, will be that I can't imagine. Is this, so let me ask you, is this what I'm going to look like?
Well, you won't have fingers on your forehead.
Oh, I won't have fingers.
You might.
I will have to have my eyebrows shaved tomorrow live from the Bonsecours Wellness Arena.
Yeah. But dude, one guy messaged me yesterday. He went as far as Photoshopping it so it looked like that. If P1 Roadrunner, if you're listening, please send me that again. I forgot to save it. He said we should just shave a mohawk into your beard and give you the biggest mutton chops on earth.
That's better.
Which was hilarious when he sent the picture of it.
What?
Well,
so you got off lighter than that, I think, even though your beard would grow back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, it would.
Here's the thing that somebody very close to me just pointed out. There's going to be three television stations there as well.
Yeah.
Joe Gagnon from Fox Carolina is going to be out there live all 4 hours tomorrow morning. WYFF's going to be out there. WSPA is going to be out there. So I can not only get my eyebrows shaved in general, it could be on live television.
They could be doing a live shot with you getting your eyebrows shaved on TV. It could happen on TV.
So I'd like, well, crap, how long does that take to grow back? And Nine says, I Google fingers. Oh, 56 days, the average. And then this Snapchat.
P1 D-Bone sent a picture of himself, and he said he burned his eyebrows off back in 2014 in an accident.
And wonder what he was smoking.
They have never grown back. They never grew back at all.
So, you know.
Oh, God.
Didn't come back at all. He's looking in the mirror every day.
Everybody's looking at the picture of Matt with giant mutton chops. I'll share it about.
My vote for the latter. That is so much better.
Dude, the internet says Thursday, January the 10th is 56 days from tomorrow. That's when they'll start coming back.
That's when they'll be back.
Oh, man.
I think they'll start then.
You'll have a little bit of eyebrow by Christmas. Some. Maybe not Thanksgiving. You're going to be surprised. Whatever you eat, the green bean casserole is going to surprise you.
Look at.
It's like when Murray had to shave his.
Take a picture of my eyebrow. Or I've got my finger over my eyebrows. And Jimmy, if you would, take a picture. Yeah, I want to see how stupid I'm going to look. And I'm going to be in Nashville on Thanksgiving.
You're going to look like that.
Oh, God.
But without the fingers on your face.
Yeah, just put some whiteness under there because it's going to be very white.
You'll put something on them, right? I don't know if you'll walk through Nashville bald-eyed.
Bald-eyed.
I just hope if we're going to shave them outside, I hope you don't get chapped brows from the cold and the wind.
Oh, my God. So I have to put chapstick. I now need to put lotion for real.
Yeah, you will. You got to have some aftershave balm or something.
You'll need something on there.
Wow, man. Wow.
Hello!
God!
I really didn't want that one.
You know, God, I mean, looking at the board, reverse mohawk, that's fine. I mean, I shave my head probably once a year anyway, just for fun or profit. The other times, you know, the reverse mohawk, that's no big deal. The zigzag in my hair, all that's literally the eyebrows is the worst thing on the list. Mm-hmm. And I legit spun it myself. I did this to me.
You did.
Yeah, none of us could do cornrows except for Paige.
No. You don't have enough to dreadlock.
I bet you could dreadlock this beard right now.
You want to try that instead?
Yeah. A
pirate beard.
Talking about the one in my pants.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy,
oh my goodness.
We have to take a break tomorrow, though. Maybe the silver lining is people will come out to see that. And here's the thing, though. You can't watch me get my eyebrows shaved unless you bring a brand new unwrapped toy.
Yes, you have to bring a toy or a donation.
Put me over an old tent area where people can get in and watch it.
Like a meet and greet with Sting. Yeah. The wrestler, not the bass player.
Yeah, no pics, though. No pictures available.
No pictures, no.
Oh, boy. I'm paying my penance this week. Paige will do some headlines next, right?
Yes.
Right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys all morning.
I think those guys are absolutely crazy.
93-minute rock blocks all day.
Good stuff all day.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.